think we left off last week on Daf Kuf Yud Aleph from a days, about 20 lines from the top. I think the line begins with the word Yosef Rav Kahana. I think that's where we left off. Yosef Rav Kahana, Achur de Rav Yehuda. Rav Kahana, who happened to be the brother of Rav Yehuda, was sitting Kamei de Rav Huna. Huna was giving a shir, but Yosef Iko Omar, and he said the following din. He said two dinim that seem to be contradictory. First thing he says, Karish Amolach Babosar, if you salt flesh, so the dam comes out, and the dam will be absorbed in this plate, because Maliach Kereseh, because it's a lot of salt. So the heavy salt, if you have a lot of salt, so it's going to cause a blia to occur. Karish Amolach Babosar, also Lechel Boreseh, so you're not allowed to eat any hot food in that plate, because the plate is treif. It's probably a kaira shel cheres, a kli cheres. You can't kasher it, otherwise you could easily do hagola. It's like we had before. The Gemara said there was an incident that they salted ahu pinket the havi beirabami malach babisa. They salted flesh on top of a kli cheres. So he told them to smash it and throw it in the garbage because you can't do hagola on a kli cheres. And maliach keresech made a treif, made a blia. So that's what. That's what Rav Huna says over here. Karish Amolch Babasa, Asalacha Barbasech. If you want to eat some cold kosher food on it, so that's not a problem. Let's say once in a while, if it be Ikroi Bialma, you want to use a tray for plate to eat some cold kosher food on it. So if it's cold, it doesn't give any bleed. To use it in a Kviyas Dika fashion all the time, that's not right. But be Ikroi Bialma, that's okay. So the first thing he says is that the plate becomes treif because of the salting. Then he says, it's known, if you have a radish, which is a dovacharev, shechotcha b'sakin, muta lochla b'kutach. He cut a radish with a fleshig knife. So, since the radish is a dovacharev, and the knife is duchki d'sakina, so the combination of both, dovacharev and duchki d'sakina, makes a blia. So he says, that he's not worried about. Muta lochla b'kutach. That you're permitted to eat with milchiks. Why is there a difference? My time. Why is there a difference between when you salted? Sometimes there is a blia b'tzayna, a blia b'chamin that we know. Whenever there's derech bishul, there's a blia, and sometimes you have a blia b'tzayna. So we had last week. We learned kavish k'mavushal maliach kiresech. Two examples of blia b'tzayna. It's not anything below yatzalaitis is called tzayna. So last week we had two cases of Bliya B'tzayna. One is Kovish Kemavushal and one is Maliach Kiresech. This week the Gemara has another one, a Dov Acharei for the Duch Kiddush Sakina that we had last week also. So there are three kinds of Bliya B'tzayna. So the Gemara asks, my time, why does he distinguish between one and the other? There was one opinion that we came upon last week that Bliya B'tzayna we ignore. Only Bliya B'chamin, only Bliya Derech Bishul. Halacha Lamai said that it should have been like that because we paskin that just like klisheni zayna mevashal by basa b'cholav, it won't be basa b'cholav derais and won't be bishol on Shabbos, it'll be muta be klisheni. So klisheni doesn't make treif either. Aye, but it's mamish burning hot. So you see that no, a bliya b'chamin has to be derech bishol. So if it has to be derech bishol, so there shouldn't be any bliya b'tzayna. Or the bliya b'tzayna should nasa. So nonetheless, we do asa. That's what the Ramban. The Ramban Tain is against us. Ramban says, if you have such an institution of Bliya B'tzaynin, Kavish Kamavushal, Malach Kiraseach, and Duch Kiddistakina with a Dov Acharev, so how can you say that Klisheni is Einem Abashal, therefore it's not Mavliya? It doesn't have to be a Bliya to make Treif, doesn't have to be Derech Bishul. But that's how we paskan the Shulchan Aruch. So that's what the Gemara asks, is there a contradiction over here? My timer, why does Rav Huna distinguish between the kovash kemavusha, maliach kereseach, makes the china dish treif, also lecha boreseach, but it's known shechotcha b'sakin, if you have a duch kiddistakini with a dova charif, and it makes a blia, that blia we ignore, muta loch lebekutach, even though it's known the radish has a blia of fleshiks, you can eat it with milk. It's frankly more, why do you distinguish between the two? Either you subscribe to Bliya B'tzayin or you don't subscribe to Bliya B'tzayin. Why should you distinguish? Amr Abayi, Abayi said the teretz is simple. Hai haterabola v'hai yisurabola. When you salted the flesh on the china dish, so it's balei adam, so dam is treif. Mashenikin, if you cut the radish with a fleshig knife, now you want to know, is the radish fleshig or not? Can you eat it with kutach? Kutach is milchik, the milchik sauce. So he says, one is Hatera Bola, one is Isur Bola. So Rava says, so what? So therefore, it's all Kain was, but there's a Bliya B'tzainen. Why does it make a difference, Hatera Bola, Isur Bola? There are two differences. That's going to come up when we get to the first wide line. That's not Barnat. We're going to get to that. There are differences. We're going to discuss Belinata tonight about the two differences between Hetera Bol and Isur Bol, but this doesn't make any sense. So, Omalei Rava, so Rava argues with Habai, Ki Bola Hetera, my Havi. So what? It's Hetera Bola. He cut the radish with a fleshig knife. Habai says it's kosher. Abasovskov, Hai Hetera Dasi the day Isurahu, the Isura Kochel. He's going to have the radish, he's going to eat the fleshy radish together with milch. It's going to be basa b'cholam. So what's the logic to explaining why hetera bola should be different? Elam, Rabbi says, no, that's half of the answer. What Abai said, hi hetera bola, hi isura bola, is half of the answer. Elam, Rabbi says, the full answer is like this. Hi efshel emitamei, v'hai lo efshel emitamei. If you cut a radish with a fleshy knife, and it's hetera bola, so let a Jewish person taste the radish to see if he has a tam of the. When you say that it's a duchke de sakina with a dova charev, so we say there's a possibility that maybe it was balea, maybe it was not balea. So it's a terabola. Abai is right, it's a terabola, but that's only the beginning of the answer. The full answer is a terabola, so let a Jewish person taste the radish. If it doesn't have the flavor of any flesh in it, so then you can eat it. Kutach. But, mashenikin, if you have the plate, and you salted the flesh on the plate, and it has a tam of dam in it. So we'll say, well, let's experiment. Let's take a hot piece of fish or a hot piece of flesh and put it on the plate, and then we'll eat the hot piece of fish or the hot piece of flesh, and we'll see if it has the flavor of dam. If it has the flavor of dam, so you did an avera by tasting it, because you swallowed dam, you're tasting the dam. Oh, that's the next line in the Gemara. Omalei rapapa l'rava, so rapapa tainus l'rava, but you can have a non-Jewish chef taste it. A non-Jew is allowed to taste the flavor of the food to see if it has a tam of dam in it. And for some reason or another, we trust the goyish kfeila. The kfeila is the chef. Regma v'letaimik kfeila aramo. Have a non-Jewish, aramo means an Armenian. Have a non-Jewish kfeila. Kfeila is a chef. Have a non-Jewish person taste it. And tell us, Mavinus, whether it tastes like it has a tam of dam or not. Milo Tanan, Milo Tanya, don't we have a brisa that says the following? Kederishet bishal babasar, if you have a fleshik pot, lo yivashal b'cholav, you should not cook milchiks in the pot. What if it ever you went ahead and you did cook milchiks in bishal? Then it depends. You can't say it's absolutely usur. Someone has to taste the milk and to see whether it has a flavor of basar. It's a fleshik pot, so we're concerned maybe the blia. The fleshig blia from the walls of the pot went into the milchiks. Then bishol benayis and tam. Someone has to taste it to see. Can you taste the flavor of the flesh in the milk or not? Bishol ba truma. If somebody cooked a kohen cooked truma in a pot, loy vasha ba chulin. You shouldn't cook chulin in the pot because then it's going to have a blia of truma. So a non kohen won't be allowed to eat it. Or a kohen who's tamei won't be allowed to eat the chulin because it has a tam of the truma. Then bishul, and if they went ahead and they did cook chulin in the same pot where they first cooked truma, so benois and tams, a kohen has to taste it to see, does it taste like the flavor of the truma? Let's say he cooked oranges of truma before and now he's cooking vegetable soup. So do you discern a flavor of the oranges in the vegetable soup or not? If you don't have the flavor, so you don't automatically say tam kikah. The amrinon, and we commented on that v'raisa, bishlaim v'truma toim le'kohen. The second half of the brisa that says if you have a pot that you cook truma in it, you shouldn't cook chulin, and if you did, somebody should taste it to see if you taste the flavor of the oranges of truma in the vegetable soup or not. So who's going to be the one to taste it? A kohen will taste it. Kohen is allowed to eat truma. Elabasa b'chola, but the first line in the brisa that you're not allowed to cook milchiks in a pot that you cook fleshiks, and if you did, somebody should taste it to see if the milk has the flavor of flesh. Who's going to be the somebody? A Jew can't taste it. Man toim le, if it's treif, how can you taste it? The amrit lon, and you told us, Rav Papa is commenting to Rava. And when you taught us this brisa, amrit lon, and you told us, litamek vela. In the ratio of the brisa that it says, if you have the milk was cooked in the pot that was fleshy, someone should taste it to see if you can discern the flavor of the flesh, a goyish chef will taste it. So frekta, hachanamit litamek vela. What do you say over here, that if you have a china dish that you salted the flesh in, So maleach kirasech is a lot of, it's a lot of salt. So the salt is going to cause the tam from the dam to be nivla into the shiny dish. And then you're not allowed to put hot flesh on top of the hot flesh on top, hot food, any hot food, any hot kosher food on top of the tray for plate. And if you did it straight, factor, why is it straight? Ask a guy to find out whether the hot food that you put on top of the tray for plate.
Are you allowed to serve basabachal
of the You're not allowed to get hanoa from basabachal of the raisa. So you mean I'm not allowed to. So let's say by mistake I cooked basabachalov and I can't eat it, so I can't give it to the cleaning lady. I have a goyish cleaning, I can't give it because I'm getting hanor. She's going to do better services for me. You're not allowed to give a matana to a goy. The Gemara comments on the pasuk lo sechanim. The Gemara has three. It's a difficult pasuk. And Chumash Dvarim lo sechanim. The Gemara has three levels of interpretation. So we pass in all three levels of interpretation. So one level is, l'sechanim, you're not permitted to give a matnas chinam to a goy. So then the Gemara has a braisa, that's only b'nochri she'ena makiro. I don't know who the person is, but let's say it's a nochri ha'makiro. It's the super, it's my next door neighbor, it's a cleaning lady. So I owe them a debt of gratitude, and he's my Shabbos goy. I always ask him to do malachas for me. He takes in the mail for me sometimes. He does toivas to me. So that's not considered giving a matnas chinam. That's not b'chinam, that's b'schar. Because I'll give him a matana, a tray for food, so he'll do something back for me in exchange. But if I'm going to give him Isuri Hanoa, so then I'm getting Hanoa from it. He's going to owe me back a debt of gratitude. He's going to be my Shabbos goy in exchange for the fact that I gave him the Basa B'chol. So that's if I give him Taka, a chunk of Basa, a whole pot full of Basa B'chol, then I'm getting Hanoa, because he's going to feel a debt of gratitude. He's going to repay me. But if I just give him a little bit and I ask him, what does it taste like? I said, for religious purposes, tell me what it tastes like. He's doing me a favor. It's not that.
That you're recognizing this individual as a professional chef raises his ego.
I don't know if that's called getting hanoah that I raise his ego. It's an interesting point. So we used to joke that who's the Pesach Achron and the OU office Jimmy. So sometimes he had a shaila whether this is whether the bread, if it's milchik, cake, it's okay. Milchik bread, you're not allowed to have. Milchik cake, you're allowed to have. So we'd ask him, we'd give him something, we'd ask him, does it taste like bread, does it taste like cake? Or we'd ask him other things, does it take milchik, does it take, can you discern time? He retired from Psak now. He says the responsibility of, he's still there. Jimmy's still there, but he says the responsibility of paskin, well, he shot, this is too much for him. He comes when they have the conventions also. He always comes to the conventions. He's a security man in the convention, security man in the three floors in the OU in the building. I don't know, building up the ego, I don't know if that's called getting, I'm not getting hanoah from that. If I give him a whole gift of basa b'chalav, then he's going to give me a debt of gratitude. But if I ask him, do me a favor, and then I'm doing him a favor. I ask him, do me a favor, tell me, what does it taste like? So that's mistama, not called getting hanoah. So Rapapa asks Rava, okay, I'll say it straight.
Yiddish
expression,
he says,
"Ashik sabai rav kenofi pasul hashalom." Right. So Rav Papa asked Rav, "What did you took Abaye's answer? That there's a difference between the plate that has a bliya of treifa dam, that's isura bola, as opposed to the knife that has a fleshing knife, and you're going to cut an onion, you're going to cut a radish with it, so that's hetera bola." So what Abai said didn't make sense, hetera bola versus isura bola. So Rava says, no, what you mean to say is like this. If it's hetera bola, so a Jew can taste the radish to tell me, Mavinus, whether it tastes like, can you taste the flavor of the flesh? If it doesn't taste fleshing, so it's parva. So there's no tam ki ikar, but on a tray for plate that has a bli of blood in it, so who's going to be able to taste it? So Rapapa is
what
a stupid.
What did he hold
about it? I don't know. Abai didn't explain. Rava just says, does make sense. So you can't say that what there's no tam ki ikar and hetera bola. There is tam ki ikar. What a fleshik plate you can use for milchiks and milchik plate. There's a din of tam ki ikar and hetera bola also. I don't know what Abai meant. Maybe that's what Abai meant, what Rava elaborated upon. So here a papa tainas to Rava, and if it's isura bola, it's impossible to taste it. Ask a goyish chef the same avinas. And for the Gemara, Hachanami, what does it say? Why don't you ask a guy to taste it? And if the guy will say that we put some burning hot kosher food on top of the plate that has a bliya of dam, and he can't taste the flavor of the dam, so shine. So then the Jew will be allowed to use it also. Everything more hachanami. Rav answers back, you're right. Kikamina, when did I say that you can't use the treifa plate that has the bliya of the dam in it, the lekek feila, if there is no goyisha chef to save mevinas? So this is a big discussion in the beginning of Siman Tzadik Ches and Yerideya, those who learn Shulchan Aruch. There's a whole discussion. The Shach and the Taz, how do you believe an Ochri? The Mishnah in Bechorah says, HaChashar al Adov al Adonav al Ami'idah. A person only has namanis in Eidech Adem and Bisurim if he observes that din. Let's say there's a woman, let's say, not everybody keeps all the mitzvahs. So there are some Svardim who are not so observant, so they'll observe Taras HaMishpacha, they won't observe Kashrus. And you have Ashkenazim, the reverse, they'll observe Kashrus, and they won't observe Taras HaMishpacha. So let's say you have a woman who observes Taras HaMishpacha, she doesn't observe Kashrus. So that woman doesn't have nemanis on Kashrus. If she'll have a restaurant, and she'll tell me that it's kosher, so you can't trust her, you can't accept what she says, because she herself doesn't keep kosher. Even if the person keeps kosher at home, but if they don't keep kosher when they go out and they eat in the restaurant or they eat by someone else, that means that kosher al adav, but they don't have their manis. Or let's say there's an Ashkenazi woman who keeps kashrus and doesn't keep taras hamishpacha. Can she be the mikveh lady? Can you trust her? She's an honest woman. She wouldn't tell a lie. So she's going to say the mikveh was she made a hashoke. And the filter is not on. She says all the requirements, and she'll check to see if there's a chatzitz, and she'll check to say that the woman was tovel, all the hair went under the surface of the water. So the din is achashar al adav al adon av lamida. You can't ask such a person a shayla. If sometimes he's a rabbi, but we know that he's not observant. Sometimes there is such a thing, a rabbi who doesn't observe the din hatorah. So even though he's a big talmid chacham, he can't accept his psak. He doesn't have the manas to say what the din is, and the eidech adam yisurim wouldn't apply. So that's the shayla. How can you accept that emanus of the goy, the kfeila, is not Jewish? He doesn't have to keep kosher. He doesn't keep kosher. So what do you mean? Do we trust? We accept what the goy says. He tells us that he can't taste the flavor of the dama. He can't taste the flavor of the flesh. How does he have no emanus? That's the kasha. So that's the big machlok. That's the big machlok. So there is a gemara that says in the end of Yevamos that by heter agunis, if a woman is married, she's an eish yesish, and the husband is missing, and then we find a dead body, and a guy says, misich lefi tumoy, and eid echad comes and says, I know that her husband is dead. I know for a fact her husband is dead. So if he comes to the rabbis and he says, I know the husband is dead, she's allowed to remarry, and he understands that this is what he's telling over is relevant to permit the woman to remarry, then the Gemara says that Ochri does not have namanis. But if he's misich lefitum, just telling over a story. We all went on a boat, and the boat was in a crash, and some of us came back alive, and some of us didn't die, and plenty died, and the rest of us are still alive. And he's not saying it, it's not really relevant to allow the woman to remarry. So then the Gemara says, Eidechod Nochri misich lefitum is neman by meis bailozok. The Gemara, it's a special kula, only mishum aguna kila berabon, never neman anywhere else. So how can you say over here that the goy is bagloit because he's misich lefitumai? The Gemara says in the end of Bava Kama, misich lefitum is only a special kula by Eidechod, by meis bailo. So the Taz, in the beginning of Tzadik Ches, has a famous explanation. He says, no, what the Gemara means is the following. Heter agunas is really an issue of Dovah Shebi'erva, to say that the woman is married or is not married. So we learn out from a pasuk, we have two psukim. There's one pasuk that says, Al pishnei edim al pishlosh edim yokum dover. That pasuk goes on Dini Mominus. That every case of Dini Mominus, you have to have a minimum of two edim, two or three edim or more. Then there's another pasuk that's very similar, close to the first pasuk. Al pishnei edim al pishlosh edim yomas ameis. By Mominus it says Shnei Eidim, and by Din and Fashis it says Shnei Eidim. By Shnei Eidim, Ashlosh Eidim, Yumas Ameis, that goes on the Fashis, that for Din and the Fashis you need two Eidim. Then we have Xereshova, Kimotsubo Erbas Dover. If a husband discovers that his wife is Asur al Baila, she was Mizana, he has to divorce. How did he discover? What Eid Echot came and he told him that the wife was Mizana. So the Gemara says, Xereshova, Dover, Dover, Mi Momin. By Mominus it says, al pishnei edim, al pishlosh edim, yakum davar. Yakum davar means you ascertain that Reuven owes money to Shimon. That goes on Didi Maminus, and it says umatzaba erbas davar. The word davar appears there. So the gzereshava davar davar mi mamin indicates that you need to aid him for davar shabir. So these are the three areas where you need to aid him: maminus, nefashis, and davar shabir. By isurim is aid echad namim bisurim. So the Gemara says, so how do we ever believe in Eid Echad by Meis Baila? Meis Baila should really be a Dovah Shabiyervo. So the Gemara says it's a special Kula. It was a Machlekes in the days of the Tanaim. There were so many, the Romans were persecuting the Jews. They were killing so many people and they were dying in dungeons from starvation. They would kill them. There would be a mazel if there would be an Eid Echad to be made that the woman was allowed to remarry. So the Chachamim were Mekel, that's what it sounds like in the Gemara. They introduced this kula that we believe in Eid Echad to say Meis Baila. So then the Gemara says, and even if the Eid Echad is a non-Jew, but as long as he's Meisich Lefituma, so then you accept it. And Lo Yomru Ela Meisich Lefituma is only an Emanis by Eidus Isha Belvad. It doesn't work by Mominis, and it doesn't work by Nefoshis, and it doesn't work by any other case of Dovah Shebiyeva. Special kula, Mishum Iguna Kila Berabona by an Aguna, that's all. But by Eid Echad, that would be somewhere you don't need to aid him to begin with. Eid Echad is good, so if Eid Echad is good, so a Goy is no good because Chasher al Adav al Adon al Amida. The Goy is not better than a Jew who doesn't keep kosher. The Goy doesn't keep kosher, even if he does keep kosher, he's not the Mitzuvah. So the Goy doesn't have them on us. But if you're going to say Mesich Lefitumai, then it's the same as Eid Echad, that would be some. That's what the Taz says. And the Shach is not happy with that Taz. He thinks that it's not correct. So the Shach thinks that the answer is that Kfela is an expert chef. And if he's going to say it doesn't taste like the radishes, don't taste like a flavor of fleshiks. And the hot food that I put on the plate, I cannot taste the flavor of the dam. And we're going to eat it. He's going to tell us, Mavinas, and we're going to rely on Jimmy. And then we're going to eat and we're going to say it does taste like dam. And it does I can taste the flavor of the flesh and the radishes. So he's going to be Ois Macher. We always thought this guy was such an expert chef. He's such a mumcha on flavors. And then he tells us it doesn't have the flavor of the flesh. It doesn't have the flavor of the dam. Then we go ahead and we eat it. It does have the flavor. So that's umad lamar umnasa. An expert doesn't want to lose his expertise. That's what we rely on all the hashgachas. So you give a hashgach on a company, and you get a letter from the vice president of the company on official stationery, and tells you these are the ingredients. So they send mashgichim a couple of times a year to check to make sure that they're not switching anything. But the Iker Hashgacha, the Iker Hechsher, relies on Uman Lomarim Naseh, that the company doesn't want to be held as a bunch of liars, because they send you on their official stationery that these are the ingredients. We will never put in that ingredient because it's not going to taste right. There's a reason why they don't mix in that ingredient. So that's what the Shach says. That the kfeila, if the nemonis of the kfeila is because Uman, an expert, Lomaram Nasa, doesn't want to lose his reputation of being an expert, then if it's Mesich Lefitumen, then it's no good. Just the opposite from what the Taz says. You're going to just casually, the chef is going to say, even though I cut the radishes with a fleshig knife, I can't taste the flesh. And he doesn't realize that it's relevant, Lamaisa. So he can't say Chazoka Uman Lomaram Nasa. He doesn't realize that it's crucial. So according to the Shach, that the nemonis of the kfeila is only a kfeila mumche, an expert mumche, so then he has to know that we're relying on him. Otherwise he can't say lamaram nase. And the Taz says no, that he says that since it's Eid Echad, it's a case where Eid Echad nemen b'yisurim, true, a goy doesn't have nemonis because he's choshel al adov al adov al amida. But if the goy would be m'sich lefitum, and the Taz holds, in any case of Eid Echad nemen b'yisurim, it would be good. So that's a big machlekes, whether that's is that true? Eid Echad Nemen Yisurim, whether a goy would be Nemen Misech Lefitumah. Next Gemara is the famous din of Nat Bar Nat. I remember I was talking to someone many years ago, someone from Torah V'Das, so we were talking about Nat Bar Nat. So he thought that this was a YU Rashi Tevis. Then a YU, everything goes with Rashi Tevis. YU is Yeshiva University, and Akam is Reitz. And Albert Einstein College of Medicine, everything goes with Rashi Tevis. So he thought, we invented Nat Bar Nat. Nat Bar Nat is every page in Yerevan. They talk about Nat Bar Nat. Nat Bar Nat is a Rashi Tevis. Noisen Tam Bar Noisen Tam. There's a din, let's say I cook milchiks in a fleshig pot. So the fleshig, I cooked fleshes in the pot, so we assume that there's a bli of fleshiks in the walls of the pot. There are some pots that are simply not boleya. That's what the Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Yosef Kara, writes from Rishonim, that glass is not boleya. So according to Rabbi Yosef Kara, you can use the same glass pot for fleshiks, milchis, for kosher, for dreif, for pesach, for all year long. You don't have to have two. There are many svardim who follow the psak of the Shulchan Aruch like that. The glass is not boleya. Yeah. What is what?
Klicheres,
yeah. Klicheres is Baldeya, and he can't even do Hagolah. The Chumash said he can't do Hagolah. So the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber writes, a glass is not Baldeya. Now they tested with radioactive isotopes. They claim that stainless steel is Baldeya less than glass. Baldeya less than glass. So we have to get all the Rabbanim of the world together. Like we said, we have to have a conference. As Moshiach had come, and maybe we'll succeed in having a conference, all the kashrus organizations. Someone should paskin that the stainless steel is not baleya. So we haven't yet had that conference, so we're still...
But if you can kasher it,
be kasher. What a bit of it. They cooked some treifas in the stainless steel machinery. And then they didn't kosher, and then they cooked kosher, and they cleaned it out in between. They had a cleanup. So do you still assume that the stainless steel is baleya? Because in Shulchan Aruch they don't say anything. They didn't have stainless steel. They didn't have such a thing. That iron pots are taka baleya. So that's a problem. So we still go with the Shulchan Aruch. We have to get a conference of all the rabbanim to discuss it.
It comes to a kula because if you drape up stainless steel, so we say kosher, it's not baleya, so it can't be pilot either. The new status is that it can't be baleya, so it can't be pilot, so you wouldn't be able to kosher it.
No, not no, you can't kosher it. Never became treif in the first place.
I'm saying, but now we're not accepting that yet. So now when we do kosher steel pipe.
We treat stainless steel, as if it's the same as iron. We right. say that it's baleya, and you can do hagol.
But if the new metzias is not so, then it's a
new metzias that is not baleya.
Right.
There's no shaila in the first place. They say there's no shaila in the first place. It can't be treif. Like glass. They say glass is not baleya. Glass is hardly baleya. Glass is baleya mashu, and stainless steel is baleya less than that mashu. And you're always going to have way over a shishin. And they tested it with radioactive isotopes. They know exactly one part per billions it's going to happen. So it shouldn't. You should treat it as if it's not baleya.
What do you think about Corning and things like that? No.
They keep on testing all these things.
But we Corning at glass?
You have to test it to find out. The Ramo is machmer on the glass. So Ashkenazim, follow the Ramo. But we know, you know, and I know, we all know that the Mechaber is right. We know that glass is not baleya. So it's a chumrah. So it's a chumrah the Ramah has. So some Achrayim say the Ramah's chumrah is only in Hilchus Pesach. So for Pesach, he's machmer that glass is baleya, and you treat it like cheres, and you can't even do hagolah. But for treifas, the Ramah wouldn't say. But the Prima Gadim says not so. Other Paschim say not so. The Ramah's chumrah was for all year long, for treifas also. Not only for Chometz but Pesach. For all year long. Because the OU wants to be accepted universally. So if the OU is going to be the first one, so then the others will say everything is treif. And if the CRC is going to start, so everybody's going to attack the CRC. That they're not. If the OK or the Chof K, whoever's going to be the first one to do it, so everyone will say it's Ashegetz. You can't rely on any of their Hashgachas. You have to get everybody together. It should be so. We know scientifically that it's not baleya. That stainless steel is baleya less than glass. And we know that glass, the Mechaber is right. That the glass is not baleya. And the Pyrex is not baleya. Yeah. But we machma like the Ramon. So let's say I have a fleshik pot and I cooked milchiks in the pot. So the fleshik bliya, so that's tam kika. That there's such a thing as a fleshik pot, a milchik pot, a chamizdika pot, a trefer pot. This is based on tam kiker. Tam kiker. So if I cook milchiks in the fleshik pot, so the tam that's in the kedera, in the walls of the pot, will go into the milchiks that I cook, and it makes a basa b'chal of its treif. So here, the Gemara has, what if it's twice removed? I cooked some fish in a fleshik pot. So there's a bli of fleshiks in the pot, and I wash out the pot. It's clean. Then I cook some fish or I cook some soup, I cook part of the soup in the fleshik pot, and the bliya goes from the walls of the pot into the food, into the soup lamazogin. So that's a nice and tam bar nice and tam. He said tam kika once on the walls of the pot. Then I washed off the walls, but I didn't do hagola. So there's a bliya, there's an asinas tam on the walls. Then I cook the vegetable soup in the fleshik pot. So the vegetable soup becomes fleshik, but that's a not by not. That's a nice and tam by nice and tam. And it's still kosher. So I'm going to say the part of the soup just became fleshik. So now I don't know how fleshik is it. Now after I pour this part of the soup that has a bliya from the fleshik pot, I pour it into a paper cup, let's say, a bowl, I want to know, can I put in some butter? How fleshig is it really? Is it really fleshig that I'm going to put in the butter? I'm going to pour in some milk. And it's going to make it basa b'cholov. So that's what we paskin. No, that's called nois and tam. We paskin like Shmuel. That's nois and tam bar nois and tam. If I have a treifer pot and I wash it out and then I cook some kosher soup in the pot, so the treifer bli in the pot goes into the kosher soup, even though it's a nois and tam bar nois and tam, so it still becomes awesome. But he was talking nois and tam, not by not the hetera, not by not the isura. We distinguish between hetera bola and isura bola. So whenever you're dealing with hetera, a fleshik pot, and you cooked part of a soup in it, or you cooked fish in the pot, so the tam rishon of the fleshiks is in the pot, and then I wash out the pot. Then I the tam sheni, the nois and tam by nois and tam goes into the fish, or goes into the soup. And then it's still kosher, it didn't become treif yet. So you're going to say, not by not, if I put in butter, should the butter should join the fleshiks in the soup and make it into basa b'cholav, and not by not is a tam kolush. So a tam kolush, and isa can't be chal on a tam kolush. If the isa already was chal, if I cooked treifis in the pot, and then I washed out the pot, and I cooked kosher soup. So the tam kolush, not by not, is a tam kolush. Tam Kodesh is sufficient to retain an Issa that already was Chal, but that an Issa should be Chal on Tam Kodesh, that's the basis of this Kula of Not by Not. So that's the first wide line. This is a famous din in Yeridei, Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Itma, Dogim She'olu B'Kairo, Fish Aparavim, and the pot is a Fleshik pot. So meanwhile, we won't distinguish between cooking and the pot. We'll get to the details later. So let's say I cooked in Shulchan Aruch. It's not exactly so the way I'm saying, because of Rashi, because of the Tosfos here. We'll get to that. So let's say I cooked fish in a fleshik pot. So Rav's opinion is also leochlam b'kutach. Since you cooked the fish in a fleshik pot, the fish became fleshik, and you're not allowed to mix in any milchik kutach. Kutach is like a dressing, a salad dressing that has milchiks in it. So you're not allowed to mix in any milchiks because it'll make it a basa b'cholav. Yeah, because it does have a nois and tam. A nois and tam is a tam. Ushmol amar mutal le'achlam kutach. Rav amar osur. Rav says that the fish is fleshy because he cooked it in a fleshy pot. Nois and tamu. What do I care? Nois and tam by nois and tam, not by not. Still, sof kol sof hasn't seen a tam. So it's fleshy. You're going to mix in milk or butter or cheese. Going to make it basa b'cholav. Shmuel Amar Muta, why? Nois and tam bar nois and tam hu. That's called not by not. Nois and tam bar nois and tam. So by Yisura, that is also. Not by not is a tam kolish. A tam kolish is sufficient to preserve, to retain the Yisra that already was chal on the original thing. But a tam kolish is not sufficient that an Yisra should be chal on it now. So the Rishayim point out, the run, at the end of the, there's a long, long run. Oh, here, I happen to turn to this page here. Page 86 in the back of my Gemara, they have a riff, so you have page 86 in the riff. There's no riff, there's only Ran. So the Ran there talks about Tam Kikar. He talks about a lot of important things in the parrot. So one of the things that he has, you have a riff there? Page 86, there's no riff, there's only Ran. So they quote a lot, and you're there, they keep on quoting from this Ran. So the Ran points out there is a Gemara in the last daf in Maseches Avodah Zarah. Next to the last daf, in Maseches Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara says there seems to be a contradiction between the two psukim. In Parshas Tzav, the Chumash says, if you bring a Korban Chatos, let's say you bring a Korban Chatos on Tuesday, at 10 o'clock in the morning. So the Chatos has to be eaten by Zichrei Kuhuna Yom v'laylo at chatzos. The Kohanim can eat it in the Azara. Zichar Kuna can eat it in the Azara all day Tuesday and Tuesday night. Menatar, they can eat it Tuesday night till Alos HaShachar. And Midirabbanan, they have to finish eating it by chatzos. So what if they ate everything up? They ate up the whole Karban Chatos by chatzos. And then tomorrow someone will bring another chatos, 8 o'clock in the morning in the Beis Hamikdash, and they'll cook the chatos tomorrow morning in the same pot where they cooked the chatos today. So the pasuk says the bliya in the pot becomes noisa. Even though the Kohanim made up everything there is to eat, what do you want him to do? To eat the pot? He can't require that you eat the pot. It doesn't matter. Even though at the time that they cooked the chatos in the pot there was heter, they didn't do anything wrong. They cooked the chatos in the pot there was kosher. And then they ate up all the chatos by midnight. The Rabbanim told the Kohanim you have to finish by midnight. So they ate Yom V'Laylat Chatzos. They finished by midnight. Then they washed out the pot, spick and span, they put it away. But still, the bli and the pot, when it comes Alos HaShachar, becomes Nifsal Belina and turns into Noiser. So tomorrow morning, if someone will bring a chatos 8 o'clock in the morning, they'll cook tomorrow's chatos in the same pot where they cook today's chatos, so the Noiser of yesterday's chatos will make treif tomorrow's chatos. It will make a treif.
If you wait 24 hours, it remains, or after, if they wait 2 days?
If you wait 24 hours, I'm in our Torah, you don't have to kasher anything because nois and tam levgam. But lechatchila, the pasuk said there's a mitzvah to do marika shtifa. There's
that
a mitzvah.
To nois has nothing to do with tam. Nois is the fact that it's time.
The bliya, the fleshy bliya in the. Becomes treif. The bliya becomes treif. Even though the Kohanim ate all there is to eat.
Every time they used to break all the they used to break every morning.
No, not break. They had a kasha then.
Can't to clean cheres.
It says if it's a klecheres, you have to smash it and throw it in the garbage.
All these, they had to break them every morning.
Right, so that's why we don't recommend to use the klecheres. You're going to lose a lot of pots and pans. So the pasuk says if it's a klei nechoshes, and the klei nechoshes mushala, if you cook the chatos in a metal, nechoshes is copper, but any metal, so then it says a morak v'shuta b'mayim. You have to do marika shtifa. Marika shtifa means hagola. Marika shtifa means hagola. So why does it say Mariko Shtifa? Let it say Hagola. Mariko Shtifa means you have to do it with burning hot water and then you rinse it off with cold water. What's the rinsing with cold water all about? That's a mitzvah. Mariko Shtifa has to be done in the Azara. Azai, when you want to do Hagola, there's a din. Hagola has to be done in Shul. Hagola has to be done in the Azara. There's no such din. But Mariko Shtifa, Karben Chatos, that's a mitzvah that has to be fulfilled in the Azara. And a chelik of the mitzvah is, he probably say a bracha. When we do hagola, we don't say a bracha. It's not a mitzvah. It's a matir. If you want, you can throw out whenever you have a tray for pot. If you want, throw it out. If you don't want to throw it out, but not millionaires, we can't throw out every time you make a pot tray if you're not going to throw it out. So we kasher it. So kashering the pot is nishkin mitzvah. It's a heter. If you kasher the pot, so it's not tray anymore. So Taisus says in Chulin that you don't say a bracha. It was a Taisus earlier in the Perik in Kol Abasa. You don't say a bracha when you do Hagola. But when he did Marika Shtif in the Beis HaMikdosh, that was a mitzvah of a haraya that you have to rinse it off with cold water. What does the rinsing with cold water have to do with Hagola? Hagola means you put it into burning hot water and the treif of bliya goes out. So the rinsing with the cold water, that's a mitzvah. And the Marika Shtif has to be done in the Azara. What Hagola has to be done in the Azara? So this mitzvah has to be fulfilled in the Azara.
Well, we kasher also, we know to put cold water after this.
So Tyson asks, where does it come from? Tyson says, where does that meaning come from that we rinse off with cold water? So Tyson is grasping for a mocker. So they say it's to make a zechet to Mariko Shtifa. Because we don't have the Beis HaMikdash anymore, and this mitzvah Mariko Shtifa has been totally forgotten. So to make a zechet that there used to be zechel HaMikdash, whenever they used to kasher the treifa kelim in the Beis HaMikdash, they used to do Mariko Shtifa. Rinse it off with cold water after the Hagolah, so we do the same. That's what Taisus suggests. Some of the Achrenim came up with a suggestion, no, that if you only do the Hagola with the burning hot water, the treif of Bliya will be Nivla back in again. So you have to rinse it off with cold water to wash off the treifas. But that's not what Taisus says. Taisus says it's just the Zechel and Mariko Shtifa. And Mariko Shtifa, the rinsing off with the cold water, was only the mitzvah b'yalma. That wasn't part of the Hagola. So the Chumash in Parshas Tzav speaks about if you cook the Korban Chatos in the Kli Nechoshes Bushala, If it's a kli cheres, if it's an earthenware vessel, then you have to smash it, throw it out in the garbage. Because if it's a kli nechoshes, if it's a metal kli that became treif, what do you mean became treif? You cook the chatas in it. It's okay. You cook the chatas in it, so then you have to kash it out with merk v'shuta b'moyim. The Gemara says b'moyim v'lo b'yayin. Merik v'shtifa has to be dafka water. So it doesn't mean you can't do hagola with wine. So many rishonim say no, you can do hagola b'shar mashkim. L'chatchila we're machma, you shouldn't do hagola b'shar mashkim only with water. But b'di'eved we paskin like it says in the Gemara, hagola with shar mashkim is good. But the Gemara learns out from the pasuk merik v'shuta b'moyim v'lo b'yayin. That's for the mitzvah purpose. When you do Marika Shtifa by the Kalim and the Beis HaMikdosh, it has to be done in the Azara, and it has to be done with the cold water after. It has to be done Nafke B'mayim V'lo B'yayin. This is for the purpose of the mitzvah. So the mitzvah is something over and above the Hagolah. So there in the Parsha, in Tzav, it doesn't make a distinction. How did they cook the Korban Chatas? Did they cook it with soup, gedempte flesh, or did they broil it? Doesn't make a difference. It says you do Mariko Shtifa means Hagola with the fancy Chelik of the Mitz. Then when you get to the end of Chumash Bamidbar, Bnei Yisrael waged the war against the Midyanim, and they won the war, the Jews won the war, and they not only took all the behemoths and all of the people as servants, they took all the pots and pans also. So the Pasuk says, well, the pots and pans were treif, because the Goyish army was cooking chazen, with the cooking Pasuk B'cholav, Nevela, whatever. So the Pasuk says, whatever pots and pans they cook treifus with liquid, you have to do hagola with a liquid. And whatever they broiled, if there's a broiler that they broiled the treifa nevela on, then you have to do a libun. So the Chumash by Klei Midyon distinguishes sometimes you need libun and sometimes you need hagola. If the b'liya was ayidei ha'esh, b'liya emtzos ha'mayim, there's no liquid there, so you require liban. Liban is stronger than hagola, and if it's with mayim, they write like they mashkim, then it's enough with hagola. So the Gemara effect akasha. How come in Parshas Tzav this distinction doesn't appear? Parshas Tzav just says miklina choshes bushala umorak vushuta b'mayim you do hagola. Why doesn't it say? And if you broil the chatos in a broiler, that you need liban. So the Gemara next to the last daf in Avodah Zarah asks this kasha on the Chumash. Isn't it a contradiction between Parshas Tzav and the end of Bamidbar? So Abai Barabba gives two answers. Abai uses a melitza from a pasuk in Iyov. He says, Yagid Olav Reyo. The friend testifies, Bozev Limit Alzev. Once you get to the end of Chumash Bamidbar, you see there are two forms of kashering. There's Libun or Hagala. So this sheds light on the pasuk in Parshas Tzav. That it's only half the story. Sometimes you need leave and sometimes you need hagol. So we don't paskan like Abai. We paskan like Rove. Whenever there's a machlek, it's Abai v'Rove. So in the later generations, the majority agreed with Rove. The consensus was like Rove, except for the six cases of Yal Kigam. Rosh Tevz, Yudai Lamed, Yal Kigam, the six cases we paskan like Abai. So we paskan like Rove. Rove says that since in Parshas Tzav, when you cook the korban chatas, when you broil the korban chatas, everything was heterabola, nothing was treif, so you never need libun. Hagola is always good enough. Let's say I broil fleshiks on a broiler. Now I want to make the broiler parva. I want to use the broiler for milchiks. So would you require libun? So the shach says you need libun. And Rabbi Kivager asked the kasha, what do you need libun? It's heterabola. A terrible, you never need libun. Hagola is good enough. So all the later paskim said, we pass like Rabbi Kivager against the Shach, or Hashulchan, or Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, many other Chazanish. We all say Rabbi Kivager is right. We don't accept the Shach. There's a Rashash and Psochim stands on his head to try to fire him for Rabbi Kivager's Kasha. He tries to defend the Shach. But we don't accept that Shach Laloch. By Chomets, we hold that it's Yisurabola. By Chomets. So the Ramban explains. Ramban says that the korban chatas that when I cook it today is not noiser. It only becomes noiser in the morning. The basar is not treif yet. It only becomes treif when you mix in. It only has the shame basar b'cholav when you mix it with the milk. The chametz all year long is called chametz. It's not that when Ereshman Pesach comes, it turns into chametz. All year long, chametz is mutter, but chametz shmai olam, it's called chametz all year long. So since it's chametz all year long, that's called isura bol. It's not called hetera bol. That's the Ramban disagrees with the Rabbein Tam. Rabbein Tam says that chametz all year long is hetera bol, so you never need libun. You only need hagola on chametz dikakelim. And even if you have a baking tin and you bake bread and cakes and cookies and everything in a baking tin, and there was beliam tzos hamayim, there was no reitiv there, so one would have thought that you should need libun. Rabbein Tam says no, it's always good enough with hagola. When you kasha chametz dikakelim to make them kosher the Pesach, hagola is always good enough. The same as noiser, that we paskan like abaye, like rava, that the noiser is hetera bala, so you never need libun, hagola is always good enough. And that's what Rabbeinu Tam holds like that, that chometz is always hetera bala, you never need libun. You look in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Hilchos Pesach, that says if it's a baking tin, you need libun. If it's a pot where you cook the spaghetti with water, then hagola is sufficient. So we paskan with machma like the Ramban, the chometz shmayol of chometz is called chometz all year long. Except the chametz is mutter all year long. That's not called hetera bala. It already had the shem chametz from the very beginning. So this distinction between hetera bala and isura bala is a clear distinction. Let's go back to the libun. Let's go back. Let's say I have a kli, I have a broiler, and I broiled trefa steaks. I broiled non-kosher steaks on the broiler. What if I'll do hagola instead of doing libun? So the hagola will knock out 99% of the treif of blia, a little bit of the blia will remain, a small percentage will remain, and the small percentage that will remain will be a shvacha tam, it'll be a tam kolosh. So tam, since the person before me, I bought this broiler, let's say from a non-Jew, who used it to broil nevelas. So tam kolosh, if I'll do hagol instead of doing libun, tam kolosh is enough to retain an iser. So it already had an iser. When the god cooked, it already had an iser. But if I have a broiler and I broiled korban chatas on it, so at the time that I broiled the korban chatas, it wasn't yet noisar. And after the kohanim finish eating it, they'll do hagola before alois hashachar. That's two opinions in Tosfos and the machlokes, the Rambam and the Rabbi. When do you do Mariko Shtifa? When are you supposed to do the Mariko Shtifa? So the Rabbi holds Mariko Shtifa on a korban on the pot that you broil the korban chatas, that you cook the korban chatas, only makes sense if you wait till the morning and it already turns into noisar, then you kasher it, then you do Mariko Shtifa. What are you going to do Mariko Shtifa before it becomes treif? The Rabbi holds it doesn't make sense. And the Rambam, he disagrees with the Rambam. The Rambam says, no. To get away with Mariko Shtifa only to do Hagola instead of doing Libun, that's only possible if you're going to do the Hagola before the Zman Iser. So before the Zman Iser, you're going to do Hagola instead of, it really needs Libun if it's a broiler. But if you do Hagol on a kli that needs libun, so you knock out 99% of the tam, what's left is only tam kolush. Then when it comes the morning, alos al-shachar, so you want an isa noisa to be chal on a tam kolush. A tam kolush is too shvach that an isa should be chal on it. If there already was an isa, if I broiled treif in a velus, if I broiled chazer, if I broiled real treif, basa b'cholov, on a broiler, so then it's Isura Bola, so even if I'll do Hagol instead of Libun, what will be left will only be a Tam Kolosh. Tam Kolosh is sufficient to retain an Issa. But you can't have an Issa Chal on it in the first place. So that's what Shmuel says over here. Same thing by not, exactly the same. If you have a Trefer pot, and you cooked, and you washed out the pot clean, there's no Bien on the surface of the pot, but there's a Blia in the pot, so then I cook vegetable soup. So now the vegetable soup is a not by not. There was a trefer flavor in the pot, and it goes into the vegetable soup. Now the burning hot vegetable soup, I pour it into another pot. So that's already a tam shlishi. The trefer blia was in the pot, that's tam rishon. It goes into the vegetable soup, that's tam sheni. I pour the vegetable soup into another pot, that's tam shlishi. Then I pour out the vegetable soup, I throw it down the drain, because it's all tref. Then I cook some new vegetable soup in the pot, kosher vegetable soup, that'll also become tref, because the walls of the second pot became tref. And v'chul keeps on going. Even not by not by not by not. If it's nice and tam, so even if it's only a tam kolosh, it's sufficient to retain an isa. So Shmuel only says not by not the hetera is mutter. If you have a fleshik pot and you cook vegetable soup in the pot, So what are you going to say? The vegetable soup became fleshig, but it's only a not bar not, and nothing happened yet. So since, and then I pour it into a bowl. So after I pour it, let's say I pour it into a plastic bowl, disposable plate. Otherwise it's going to be an ASIC. I'm going to make the treif, I'm going to make the plate treif. So let's say I pour it into a plastic plate, and then I put in the butter, I put in the milk. So that's what Shmuel says. Since it's a not bar not to begin with, only has a tam kolosh, anisa basav chala kimpi chala na tam kolosh. This din of Shmuel, not bar not, that there is mutter, is identical with din of Rava at the end of Masechus Avodah Zarah. The Rava says, on a hetera bali, you never need libun, hagala is enough. Because any kli that you'll do hagala instead of libun, what will be left will only be a tam kolosh. So that's the same, that's from the Ran. They quote this in Yoredei for that long Ran. The Ran talks a lot over there. At the end of the
paragraph. The original Esher was from the Rabbi Bishop. The town that's coming from the camp is not Bishop. It's coming by itself. Whatever you want to call it.
So that's.
Can you find a that way?
So that's a big machlokes. I thought like you. I thought lefi ani is daiti. I thought that you are right. That if you cook fleishiks in a milchik pot, you cook milchiks in a fleishik pot. How can that be basa b'chal of derais? Basa b'chal of derais means you pour in milk into the flesh. Not you cook fleishiks in a milchik pot. Milchiks in a, I thought that that's only basa b'chal of derabon. So I was outvoted by all the big guns. All the big poskim. Prima Godim and the Chavis Das and all the heavy artillery. Nobody agrees with me. They quote some insignificant poisik, says like I said. The Darki Tshuva quotes. So we have two of us and a third one, but we were outvoted by the big poskim in Yeredei. They hold that that's called Derech Bishul. You cook fleshiks and the milchik pat, they hold that that's possible chal of their ices.
It's possible chal of the coins. The
Pasuk goes into
the
Delphanos
and the
Pasuk holds
in the
Delphanos
and then comes out. If not, it would be again,
a Tom
Kolish couldn't create
the Pasuk Kolish. That's not a Tom Kolish. When it comes from the wall, let's say I have a Fleshik pot and I cook milk in the pot. So when the Fleshik Tom goes into the milk, it becomes right away treif. Right. If I cook vegetable soup in it and I pour the vegetable soup to a bowl and then I put the milk in, so the fleshik tam landed into the vegetable soup and nothing, it didn't explode yet, nothing became treif yet. I put it into the bowl, still nothing happened, it's still kosher. And then after it's already not banat, the tam of the flesh already landed into the soup and still nothing happened. Then I mix in the milk or the butter, so that's not banat the heter. But if when the bliya goes out, the fleshy bliya goes out from the pot into the milk right away, makes the milk treif, so that's not called not banat. That's not called not bar not. There is a big discussion in the Prima Godim. Whenever the Prima Godim writes, Prima Godim has an Arachaim and an Yeredeya. So the Prima Godim always, the first question that he asks on every single din, is this a din deraisa or a din derabon? And he often knocks down many of the dinim that we always thought were dinim deraisa, he knocks them down to be dinim derabon. Mishnah Berurah a lot of times quotes from the Prima Godim, this din is only with the rabbon. Very startling that he... When we learned in the yeshiva, we were trained in assuming that everything in the Gemara is a din deraisa, unless it's clear from the Gemara that it's only a gzeira midirabban. And the Prima Godim doesn't start off like that. Prima Godim, everything is open to discussion. So he has a whole discussion. What about not bar not the surah? I have a treifa pot, and I cook kosher vegetable soup in the pot. So you cook, huh? Okay, so let's say I cook kosher vegetable soup in a treifa pot. So that's not bar not, so you're not allowed to eat the soup. Then I pour the soup into another pot, mix the other pot treif. So he says he's not so convinced, he thinks that that's only the rabbanon. When you cook the kosher soup in the treifa pot, that the soup becomes treif, even though it's a tam kolosh, he thinks that's only the rabbanon. Then he has a rye from a smack. We never read, we don't sit and read the Sefer Mitzvah's cotton. But it's from the Bali Atosis. So he quotes from the Smak. He proves that not bar not disur is only midi rabbanim. So it's very surprising. But the Torah says when they confiscated all the treif pots and pans from the Midyanim when the Jews won the war, Mechemes Midyan. So the Torah says they have to kash all the treif pots and pans. Why do they have to kash the treif pots and pans? Because Tam Ki Iker. What's going to be the disaster? What's going to be the catastrophe? What's going to happen? You're going to cook kosher food. Got to be a not bar not. Not bar not is mutam and atar. It's only us and the rabbanon by yisura. So why does the Torah say you have to kasha the pot? So apparently, according to this, the Prima Gadim has Rishonim like that. They think that the halacha that you have to kasha the treifa pot before you cook the kosher soup is not because the kosher soup is going to become treif. Kosher soup won't become treif. It's going to be a not bar not. A not bar not min atar, even not bar not yisura is mutter. It's only a chumim with the rabbanon. It's a separate halacha. You're not allowed to cook kosher food in a treif pot. Not because the kosher food will become treif. Kosher food will only become treif in the rabbanon. It won't become treif in atar. That's a whole new chiddush. That you're not allowed to cook kosher food in a treif pot because he's supposed to. Not yet. Anisa bishul. It's not because it's going to make the soup treif. It won't make the soup treif in atar. It's going to be not banat the yisura, which is only the rabbanon. That's not the way we usually learn. We usually don't understand like that prima gora. Anyway, here, this is the original din of not barnat. Dogim sha'ola b'kaira, the fish are parava. The fish are not fleshy. Dogim sha'ola b'kaira, I cook the fish in a fleshy pot. Rav amar, also li'ochlam b'kutach. The fish are fleshy, you're not allowed to mix in any milk with it. V'shmuel amamutah lach m'kutach. So Rav amar, also, you're not allowed to cook the fish with milk because nice and tam hu tam ki ikar. Shmuel amamutah because it's a nice and tam bar nice and tam. So it's a machlekes Rabbi Shmuel. Usually, whenever there's a machlekes Rabbi Shmuel, we pass like Rabbi Nisa Beheter. That's how the Gemara has a klal, and we pass like Shmuel and Dini Mamas. And here we don't pass like Rav because the Gemara is not so convinced that Rav ever said it. They think maybe it's a misunderstanding here. So the Gemara, behold the Rav. What we said, the Rav doesn't agree. Shmuel said not barnat is mutter, not barnat heter is mutter. We know Shmuel said it. But the Rav said, not barnat heter is also, we're not so convinced. La beferish itmar, he never said it explicitly, ela michlala itmar. We inferred that from a maestro shahoya. This is our understanding, our interpretation of a comment that Rav once made, and it could be that we misinterpreted. Why? The Rav hikla the bay, Rav once visited the home of Rav Simi Bachia Barberei. Rav had a son, Rav Chia. He had a son, Rav Simi Bachia Barberei, the grandson of Rav. Fine. Chosbeinov, Rav had some kind of a problem with his eyes. He had an infection in his eyes. So of Dulei, they prepared for him. They cooked some kind of a recipe of a medication to put in his eye. Of Dulei, they made for him Shayofa Bitsoa. So they put some kind of a medication and they put it on a china plate, on a little dish. And then they put the medication on his eye, and they washed off the dish. And then they served him supper on that plate that they had this sharp medication on. So when he was eating the gefilte fish, he was eating the flesh that he ate for supper, he tasted the flavor. They had washed out the plate very well, and they put the gefilte fish on. So he says he tastes the flavor of the sharp stuff from before. So dostachan not bar not. There was an asinus tam of the medication, the sharp medication in the plate. Then they washed out the plate with detergent. They're assuming they washed it out clean. They're not going to serve him a medication to eat. And then they put on the hot gefilte fish or the hot chicken on it. After they took off the medication, they put some tafshil, some hot food in the plate. So he tasted in the gefilte fish or in the chicken, he tasted the flavor of the shayofa, of the medication. Omar, so he screamed out, wow, yaif time kuli hai. Woo! The medication is so powerful, it left a flavor in the gefilte fish that he ate on the plate. So you see that a not by not is nishken tam kolosh. That's the raya. How do you see the Rav holds not by not is also because he said on a not by not it still has a powerful flavor. So he apparently doesn't believe that a not by not is a tam kolosh. So that does not prove the point. Rav does not necessarily mean to disagree with Shmuel. Shiny Hasim did not fish mirror at Tvei. The medication was so powerful. So sometimes not by not. If it's a Dover Charef, it will give an Asinus Tam. Even a not by not. But if it's a normal, just a fleshig pot, and you cook some vegetable soup in the pot, so the vegetable soup is not going to become fleshig. The Gemara tells a story. Rabbi Lozer Havikoim Kamei de Mar Shmuel. Rabbi Lozer was once visiting by Shmuel. Aisul lekame dog mshal lebekayra v'kochel bekutach. Shmuel holds that dog mshal lebekayra is a not barnat de hetera. If the fish were cooked in a fleshig pot, so it doesn't make the fish fleshig. The fish are still parvus, and when you put the fish in a new plate, you can put on butter, you can put in milk in the fish. Yaiv lei v'lo yachal. They gave some to Reb Lazar, the guy who was waiting on Shmuel. He didn't want to eat it. Amalei, so Shmuel told Reb Lazar. Reb Lazar was a Talmud, so they told him, the Rabbah Yehivi Levi Ochal V'at Lo Yachlis. You're a Talmud of Rav, and you don't want to eat not by not. I'm eating not by not. I hold not by not his mutter. So the fish were cooked in a fleshig pot, and he put some butter and milk into the fish. And you're trying to prava chumre because you're a student of Rav. So he says, Abele Rabach, you're Rebbe Rab, Yehivi Lei, I gave him V'yochal. I gave him that panat. And he ate it. Vat Leachlis, you machma more than Rav. Also, Lekami de Rav. So Rab Lazar went back to Rav and he asked him, is it true that you hold the not panat is mutter? Omele Hoda Mar, Hoda Be Mar Mishmaita, do you back out from your opinion? The Gemara is now working. First, the Gemara told the story that it's lav beferish itmar elam chalola itmar. Rav never really disagreed with Shmuel. He once made a comment about the medication that he tasted the sharpness of the medication in the gefilte fish, and it doesn't really prove the point that he disagrees about not by not. But this story seems to be assuming that Rav does disagree with Shmuel. So Rav Lazar asks Rav, "Hada be mam bishmaite? Did you back out from your opinion?" So because Shmuel told me that he once fed you not by not and you ate it. So obviously you think like Shmuel. Amalei, so Rav comments to the student Rav Lazar, Chasle lezar da abba baraba, de lisvili mi de lisvili. Chas v'shon, how can it be? I don't believe it. That Shmuel would give me some food that he holds as mutter, I hold that it's aser. I hold something as mutter, and you follow the place and hold that it's aser. So it's lifnei iver for me. Even though I hold that it's mutter, it'll be a violation of lifnei iver for me to give the food to you. You hold that it's aser. So I'm not allowed to give it to you. So he says, Chasle lezar daba baraba. How can it be that Shmuel would feed me the food, the lispili, midi, the loisvirili? How can it be that Shmuel, it can't be. I hold that not by not is us. So the Gemara seems to say that the Rab does disagree with Shmuel. Not just that we misunderstood that he made a comment when he ate the gefilte fish that he tasted the flavor of the medication. He really holds that not by not is us. So the Gemara tells a story. On one occasion, Rav Huna, Rav Chia, Barashi, this is when in the days of the Amoraim, they were establishing all of these dinim. So there were big mochamas, the Talmidim who learned by this Rebbe. Over here, this Rav Lazar was a Talmud of Rav, and he was waiting on Shmuel, and Shmuel is eating not by not, and Rav Lazar does want to eat not by not. So they're all working out the dinim. This is that generation where they're working out the dinim. The Gemara tells the story, the next generation, there were two Amoraim, each a Talmud of a different Rebbe, a different yeshiva. Rav Huna, Rav Chia, Barashi, Habiyasvi, they were both sitting on the banks of a river. Chad b'haigisa de Mavra de Sura, Chad b'haigisa de Mavra. There was a bridge that went over the Sura River. So one was sitting on one side of the bridge, one was sitting on the other side of the bridge. Lamar to one of the two Chachamim, one of the two Amoraim, Aisele Dag Mashal b'Kaira, V'ochal b'Kutach, they gave him fish that was cooked in a fleshig pot. And it's a not by not, and he mixed in kutach, mixed in the butter and the milk, and he ate it, and he's not concerned about basim b'chav. The other one, isolateinim on the oven b'tel chasuri, he was eating a whole meal, he washed. Whenever you wash, so you say amoitzi, so you don't say shahakal on the orange juice that you drink, or on the water that you drink in the middle of the meal. You don't say bar piadam on the vegetable soup, you don't say shahakal on the flesh, you don't say mezainis on the cholent, even though it has a barley in it. You don't say a brach on everything in the middle of the meal. So they served them teinim anovim, they served them fruits in the middle of the meal, v'ochav ala birch, and he didn't say a brach. So each one was chiding the other. He said, shegetz, you're doing shaloi kedin. He did this, two different sides of the bridge, each one screams at the other one. Mar omalei lechabi, one says to the other one, yasma, tipish, what's the matter with you? Aber Rabbi Chochi, your Rebbe would do like that. Your Rebbe would eat basa b'chalav. Amar amalei lechaber, and the other one screams back to him, Yasva, Yasma means like a Yosem, was never brought up by his father. He didn't have a father to train him. Obed Rabbi Chacha, your Rebbe, would do like that. He would eat fruits in the middle of the meal, and he wouldn't say a bracha. The din is, you don't say a bracha, and whatever is a course in the meal. Let's say in the middle of the meal, a guy decides to eat ice cream. Ice cream is not a course in the middle of the meal. Ice cream. A guy decides to drink some schnapps in the middle of the meal. It has nothing to do with the rest of the meal. They're two minhagim. The minig is, there was an old minig, when you have fish, they have schnapps right afterwards. So since the fish is, of course, in the meal, and the minig is that you have schnapps after the fish, then maybe the schnapps is also called Dvarm Haboy Machmas Hasuda. Let's say he didn't have any schnapps, just in the middle of nowhere. He decides he wants to have a drink of schnapps in the middle of the meal. It doesn't fit in. It's not Dvarm Haboy Machmas Hasuda. Dvarm Haboy Machmas Hasuda means you have the soup, and you have the kugel, and the cholent, and the main course, and the vegetable salad, all the things that you eat to fill you up. Those are courses in the meal. When they serve ice cream as a dessert, or they serve cake as a dessert, it says in Shulchan Aruch, if they serve cake as a dessert, it says it depends. If you're still hungry, and you're eating the cake in order to fill yourself up, so the cake is another course in the meal. But if you're ready to platz, you ate already so much, you're ready to platz, and then you're eating the cake because it's tasty, so then you say, Bari Minim Zayin, it's on the cake. And if they serve Teina Vanovim in the middle of a meal, Teina Vanovim is usually eaten as a dessert. That's not to fill you up. So strictly speaking, we would pass Teina Vanovim in the middle of a meal. It's like ice cream in the middle of the meal. You do have to say a bracha. So the Gemara says, each one was justifying, each one was chiding the other one. You're a Shegetz, you're doing Shaloi Kedin. So the one who ate the Basa B'chalav, he screams back, I'm following Shmuel, the Nat Bar Nat is Mutter, so I'm allowed to eat the Dogum Sha'olu Bekari, the fish that were cooked in the Fleshik pot. I'm allowed to eat it with the butter because we paskin like Shmuel. That's how we do paskin. The other one who didn't say a bracha on the Teinim Anovim in the middle of the meal, Omar, so he says to his friend, I follow the following din. The Tani Rabchir presented a brisa that runs as follows: Paspater is called Mini Michael. When you say Hamoitzi, so it covers everything in the middle of the meal. The Ayin Poter called Mini Mashkim. Let's say they're not eating bread. They're not eating bread. They're having a drinking party. So they said Bor Piagof, and they drink a lot of wine. Then they're going to have coffee later on. Then they're going to have soda. Then they're going to have tea, other drinks. So if you said Bor Piagof first, so that covers whatever beverages you're going to drink later. Just like paspater is called mini machos, so yayin poiter called mini mashkin.
Does it have to be out for it to be away?
They didn't serve it on the table until afterwards. I think the din is that if they thought they're going to bring more later, if you didn't think at all that there's going to be anything else, then it's a hesach hadas, and you got to say another brocha. But if you're visiting by someone else, and whatever they're going to serve, that's what you're going to drink, and it's a drinking party, so then it's considered like he had in mind when he said the Bar Piagof to cover everything. How do we paskin taka halacha lemaisa on this? So we paskin like Shmuel. Amachiskim shum abay hilchus adagum shalav bekara muta lachem bekutach. We paskin like Shmuel. This is usually we paskin like Rav and Issa v'heter. And the Gemara says over here that Rav really does disagree with Shmuel. It's not that we misunderstood. No, Rav really disagrees. He holds that not by not the hetera is tam kiikir, and the soup is fleshik. And we, this is an exception to the rule. We pass on like Shmuel. Not by not the hetera is muta.
I think that according to Rav, would you say that it's also saying tam kolish, or you would agree there is tam kolish, but.
I think there he agrees, but again, to Hagola versus Limon, that's Rava's Chiddush. Rava was generations after Rav, but I think that we do accept. Rav would probably hold like Rava, but over here he doesn't hold. Here he doesn't hold that it's a Tam Kolish. He's not so convinced that not by not is a Tam Kolish. So here I kept on giving the mashal that the person cooked the fish in the fleshik pot. Or the person cooked the vegetable soup in the fleshik pot. Mm-hmm. So how fleshik does the fish or does the vegetable soup become? When you put it into a plastic bowl later on, is it okay to add on butter or okay to add on milk? So here we have a question. Rashi had daughters. Rashi didn't have any sons. So he had one son-in-law, was the Rivon. In the middle of Makkos, the end of Makkos, says, Khan makes Rashi, and Mikavi Elich is the Pirush of the Rivon. So the Rivon quoted things in the name of his father-in-law, and we're not so sure if he had wax in his ears, whether he heard right. They didn't quote it. They didn't say right. It's always a question. Just because he's a son-in-law, just because they're a son, doesn't necessarily mean that he got it right. They quote that the Nesivis had a son-in-law who was a chassidish, and he quoted a few things in the name of the Nesivis, and they think that what he quoted was wrong. I think different things he quoted were wrong. So here, Tosis has this chumer, the Rivon, b'shem Rashi, the Rivon is Rashi's son-in-law. He says that dogm sha'olu b'kaira means the following. I have a fleshik plate, and the fleshik plate is cold, and the fish is burning hot. I just cooked the fish, it's burning hot. I take the hot fish and put it on a cold plate. So one is hot, one is cold. So it's not going to be such a big bliya. So then it's called not banata hetera, and then I say that it doesn't become fleshy. But dogmshin is bashlu bigdere shel basar. This bashlu is a stronger bliya. So then you wouldn't have the kula of not banat. Then it wouldn't be permissible. It wouldn't be permissible to, if I cooked fish in a fleshik pot, that's ben yomo. If I cooked fish in a fleshik pot that was used for fleshiks within the last 24 hours, so then the Rivon claims, according to Rashi, that then if you're not allowed to cook it, you're not allowed to mix in milk. If you mix in milk, it'll be treif. So the Mechaber says he's wrong. The Chabad says the Rivon is wrong. Ashay, Tosis thinks the Rivon is wrong, and the Ramo is concerned. Maybe the Rivon is right. So the Ramo says lahat. The Mechaber says the Rivon is wrong. The Rivon is wrong. If you cook the fish in a fleshik pot, you can mix in. You can, and then you put the fish in a bowl. You can mix in milk, no problem. But the Mechaber's maskim. If you plan to mix in milk, l'chatchila, it's not permissible to cook the fish in a fleshik pot, or to cook the vegetable soup in a fleshik pot, to pour it into a plastic bowl if you plan to mix in milk. That you shouldn't do, l'chatchila, you shouldn't cook it in a fleshik pot, adaita, to mix in the milk. But if you already cooked it, b'di'evit, if you already cooked it in a fleshik pot, then he says, we don't accept the rivon. Then if you already did it, then you're permitted to mix in the milk.
Don't we have that problem with the manufacturing?
Equipment. Right.
And you can't, it's not really, but you can't eat meat with it, you keep it apart.
Right. The whole story with the dairy equipment, that's a not bar not, according to the Chumar of the Rivon. According to the Mechaber, it wouldn't be a problem.
You can eat directly with one of the meat.
Yeah, if it's only dairy equipment, if it was washed off, there's no milchix beer, just the parva Michael was cooked on dairy equipment, according to the Mechaber, that's also not bar not. The whole chumer of dairy equipment is according because Ashkenazim amachmen for the Ramah that even if you already cooked the, not only you shouldn't cook the fish in a fleshik pot, or let's say milchik, not only should you not cook it in a milchik pot if you plan to mix it with fleshiks later on, even if you cooked it already b'di'evit in the milchik pot, you shouldn't mix in the fleshiks later on. But if you did mix in the fleshiks, so then the Ramah says, but yevet, it'll be mutter. They both say, you certainly don't have to wait 6 hours. That's for sure. That's l'chol adeis. If I ate vegetable soup that was cooked in a fleshik pot, I certainly don't have to wait 6 hours in order to have milk. So I don't become fleshik.
The product says DE, I have to wash my mouth out?
No, you don't have to wash
nothing.
It. No, nothing. You can have right away.
Together.
Right, you shouldn't have it together. That's the chumah if you're an Ashkenazi and you follow the Ramah. Yeah. Right. And then the Shach quotes the Marshal throws in a chumrah. The Ramah says, the Mechaber and the Ramah both distinguish between Lachatchil and B'di'evit. And the Mechaber has it one level. You shouldn't cook the fish in a fleshik pot if you plan to mix in milchiks later on. But if you already cooked it in the fleshik pot, then you're permitted to mix it in. The Ramah says, no, it's one step more chomer. Even if you already cooked it in the fleshik pot, you shouldn't mix in milchiks l'chatchila. But if you mix in the milchiks, it doesn't make a treif b'di'evit. So now the Marshal, the Shach quotes Marshal was the same generation as the Ramah. They used to correspond with each other. They lived in two different cities. So the Marshal says the difference between broiling and cooking. If you cooked the fish with liquid. If you cook the fish in a fleshik pot, so that's not by not, because the belia goes from the fleshik walls into the water, then it goes from the water into the fish. But if you broiled it, so it goes directly from the fleshik kli into the fish, and that's mochamer. So he thinks that even b'diyeved, if you put in the milk of the bottle later on, it will make a treif. So we don't really hold like that, Marsha.
If I go to eat by a safari, do I have to ask them, did you cook this and this, did you cook that and that, or can I just follow whatever they do?
Probably they did. Everybody has two sets of pots. I don't think the Svardim do that. I don't think they do that anymore. Ask them. You got to ask them. You're an Ashkenazi, so you're supposed to be Machman, so you shouldn't have not by not.
According to the Rivan, it's Nisid Rabbanan, Daraisa.
My guess would be that it's only the Rabban. My guess would be that it's only the Rabban. So here Tysus has a famous comment. A long Tysus is not happy with this Rivan. So then Tysus has a famous comment they have in a few Masichtas. They raise the issue. When you have a treifer pot and you kasher it, so what do you do? Take the treifer pot and you have a pot full of water, you leave the lid on and you boil the water and it's bubbling hot, you take off the lid. If you don't have a lid on, then the water is just going to evaporate. It's not going to become Mala Resicha. You leave the lid on, it's going to be bubbling hot. Then you take off the lid for a second, you put in the treifer pot, you leave it in for a few seconds, and the treifer blia will go out into the water. So what's going to taste this is, what's going to prevent the treifer blia from going back into the pot? The blia just went out, made the treifer pot kosher. What's going to prevent it from going back in? So Tosfos raised that question a few dafim before, on daf kuf chesam beis. So Tosfos says you have to have either shishim in the water. So when the treifer blia goes into the water's bottle, the shishim, so true, it's going to go back into the pot that just became kosher, but it's already in this bottle of shishim. So since it's already in this bottle of shishim, so it doesn't make the pot treif. Or if you don't think you're going to have shishim in the water against the thickness of the walls, you have to wait 24 hours. So the treifer pot that you want to kasher on the level of the raisa klisha in the benyomo, you don't have to kasher at all. The whole thing is on the gzera, the rabban gzera in the benyomo, at the benyomo, that's the lezdaf and masechus avoy the zara. So the gzera in the benyomo, at the benyomo was only instituted if the blia was absorbed in the pot, the tchilas ha-blia was l'shvach. Originally had a treifer pot. Somebody cooked treifers. I had a fleshik pot, somebody cooked fleshiks in it. But let's say someone cooked treifers, and then I did a hagola, the treifer blia goes into the water, ain't a binyom, and then it's going to come back in. There's nothing going to prevent the treifer blia from coming back in. But it's going to be tchilas ablia is going to be lufgam now. It's already after 24 hours. So since tchilas ablia is lufgam, so nesn tam lufgam is mutter. The only time the machmer is, if the tchilas ablia was lishvach, and then it becomes ain't a binyomo, so then they made a chumra de rabban. So now Tosfos has over here, What if whenever you kasher a treifer kli, it says in Shulchan Aruch from this Tosfos, you have to either make sure that you have shishim in the water against the thickness of the kli, or you have to see to it that the treifer kli should be ena ben yom, one or the other. What if you're kashering, let's say, fleshik silverware to make it parva? We have a minig that we don't do that. Okay, so Svardin don't have the minig. Orach HaShulchan claims Ashkenazim don't have the minig either. He denies that there ever was such a minig. And Moshe Feinstein claims it's not a minig, it's Medina de Gemara. And Moshe is usually Mekel, and over here he's Machme. He said, this is Medina de Gemara. And what's a minig is if it became Fleishik by mistake, accidentally. And all the later, the Minkacha is always Machme and everything under the sun. Minkacha is Mekel on this. He says, no, if the thing is basically Parva and it became Fleishik by mistake, there never was a minig that you can't kasha. You can kasha it to make it back. Parav milchik, the holy minig only applies. The minig only applies if it was intended that it should be fleshik. So let's say I have fleshik silverware before all these minhagim. Let's say I have fleshik silverware, and I want to, and it's ben yomo. The silverware was just used for fleshik's ben yomo, and I want to kasher it to make it parav, to make it milchik. So I'm going to kasher it in burning hot water, and I don't have shishim in the water, and it is ben yomo. So Tosfos says, still not a problem. Why? Because it's a terabola. And it's going to be not by not by not. there's a fleshig bliya in the spoon. The fleshig bliya is going to go into the water, the burning, bubbling hot water. There's no shishim. There's nothing to prevent it from going back into the spoon. So that's a noisen tam bar noisen tam bar noisen tam. So even though the rivon was machmira not bar not al yidei bishul, doesn't have Shmuel's kula of not bar not. But if it's a not bar not bar not al yidei bishul, even the rivon will agree, because that's the whole institution of hagolas based on that. That not bar not bar not by a hetera bola, that there's no problem. So that's quoted. The Shach quotes that in Yeridaya. That's what we assume. Halacha lemaisa.
But if it's a
trefik
leaf, it's not
a terrible. No, if it's a fleshik. A fleshik leaf, not a trefik. Fleshik leaf. In Parsha Shlach, we read the strange story of the Meraglim. Moshe Rabbeinu sent Kulam Anoshim. Rashi quotes from the Gemara in Sota. We learned the Gemara. There were tzaddikim. At that time, also shot tzaddikim hoyu. And then they come back and they try to convince Bnei Yisrael that they shouldn't go to Eretz Yisrael. What motivated the Meraglim to give such a negative report? Such a pellet. So Rav Goldberg, Zichron Lebracha, used to be... Only two gave the good report. And the other ten gave a negative report. And they were considered Rishoyim. They were considered Rishoyim. And they're going to die in the Midbar, and everybody was punished. Obviously, they should have understood. They should have understood that Eretz Yisrael was wonderful. So what motivated them to do the Aveira? So Rav Goldberg, Zichron Lebracha, was fond of saying over Agansa Derosha on this. The Zohar says that they saw that they were only the Nesiim when they're in the Midbar, and there's a Hanhag of Lamaila Minateva. The one comes down from heaven, and the water from the Be'er is a Hanhag of Nisim in Eflois. When you're going to come to Eretz Yisrael, Kisavoy Eloetz and the Titan call it Smach, they're going to be farmers, they're going to plant, they're going to plow, they're going to have business, everything is going to be regular parnasa. Everyone's going to work for them, they're going to need different kinds of nesim. So he quoted the Zohar, the Sfasamis quotes that Zohar, also other Mefarshim quote that Zohar. They were afraid they're going to lose their position as being as manhigim, so therefore they gave a bad report. So it's also difficult to understand. What do you mean? If they were kulam anoshim, they were tzaddikim, because they're going to lose their position of nesiyas, they're going to have to appoint different nesiyim because it's going to be a whole different hanhaga. So therefore, so Rav Goldberg was fond of saying over Agantza Drosha that the pasuk says in Parashas Mishpatim, "Ein shekodesh tiyon li abasa basara treifel lo sachelo." So he quoted, I think, from the Chiddush Arim, "But ein shekodesh tiyon li, the Rebbeinu Shalom has enough of malachim." He wants human beings, Anshi Kodesh Tiyunli. He wants us to be human beings, to live the Teva, to work for a Parnasa. That's our challenge. Other people have different challenges. The Malachim maybe have Chir Choshes, maybe they have a different challenge, whatever. Our challenge is we have to lead a normal life, with Derech HaTeva, and observe Torah and Mitzvahs. So they, like that these, the Meraglim, the Nesim, the 12 Nesim, they enjoyed this Hanhagav Lamayla Men HaTeva, that the Mon falls down from heaven, and everything is lamaylam and ateva, and the medrash has such a comment: l'nitn torah l'aloch le'amon, to sit and learn. That this is mamish the kailo. They don't have to lift a finger to work for a panasa. The man falls down from heaven. They have all day and all night to sit and learn. That the medrash has l'nitn torah l'aloch le'amon. They can sit and learn. But the Rebbeinu Shalom didn't want that. He wanted we should live in teva. He didn't need more malachim. He wants human beings. He used to say about in Eretz Yisrael, when you go to Eretz Yisrael, you have to have an army, you have to have a Hezda program, you have to make a Parnasa. You're not supposed to live in the clouds. You're not supposed to lead a life of Lamayla Menatev. So he said that was the mistake of the Meraglim. They wanted to remain the same because they liked that Hanhog of Lamayla Menatev. And the Baruch Shalom wanted that was Ohiru Ashur Lamayla Menatev.
Why do you have to warn Yahushua? What was he afraid of? Nevertheless, he's gathering Yeshua to be prepared.
Right. Why? Apparently, he saw that there's something fishy going on. Yeah.
But he appointed it.
Yeah. The story is still strange.
Still don't remember right about this.
Bob Shavuot says that they were the greatest men of that generation. How can they make such a mistake?
Yeah.
He says no.
Yeah.
They meant for the benefit of the Klal Yisrael. They were not about for themselves. We were now here in the Midbar. We have the Shechina. We have the month. We have everything. We want everything to continue. That's not. This is only a Rosh show, only for 40 years mm-hmm. until you purify yourself. But then you've got to become a mensch.
Normal.
You can't live with an issue.
Yeah,